Chapter 11. Then Jehovah said to Moses, "One more plague I am going to bring upon Pharaoh in Egypt. After that, he will send you away from here. When he does send you away, he will literally drive you out of here. Now tell the people that all the men and women should ask their neighbor for articles of silver and of gold." And Jehovah gave the people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. Moreover, Moses himself had become highly esteemed in the land of Egypt, among Pharaoh's servants and among the people. Moses then said,
"This is what Jehovah has said. About midnight, I am going out into the midst of Egypt, and every firstborn in the land of Egypt will die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who is sitting on his throne, to the firstborn of the slave girl who is working at the handmill, and every firstborn of the livestock. Throughout all the land of Egypt, there will be a great outcry, such as has never occurred nor will ever occur again. But not even a dog will bark at the Israelites, at the men or their livestock, so that you may know that Jehovah can make a distinction between the Egyptians and the Israelites. And all your servants will certainly come down to me and prostrate themselves to me, saying, 'Go, you and all the people who follow you.' And after that, I will go out."
With that, he went out from Pharaoh in the heat of anger. Jehovah then said to Moses, "Pharaoh will not listen to you in order for my miracles to be multiplied in the land of Egypt." Moses and Aaron performed all these miracles before Pharaoh, but Jehovah allowed Pharaoh's heart to become obstinate, so that he did not send the Israelites away from his land.